Good morning. It is a Friday, September the 11th, 2015, 10:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and boy, it is the day after the Popcorn Festival Parade. And along with Mr. McFeely and Charlie Eversetch, Sullinger, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, we had a tremendous time in that parade last night. 150,000 people strong, I am sure. It was packed. And we were able to go uptown after the parade and hung out with some very interesting people. And it was fun. Just fun is the word, how I'm going to qualify last night. And I do want to thank Crafty Construction LLC and Ron Kraft for all the work he did in creating that float and pulling us around last night during that parade. We cannot thank him enough. Now, today we're going to have a fun day. It's a regular Friday here at WWGH, except for the fact that we are going to be joined by Mr. McFeely, David Newell, again for another fun day with a lot of giveaways here in the Marion Center Mall. We'll be joined momentarily by him. He'll be with us this morning from 10 until 11. Then we'll break as Wittenberg's Door with Brett Cornelius will come on. That will be on for an hour from 11 to 12, and then we will come back with Mr. McFeely, Charlie Evers, and Marianne Michaels and do our regular Friday show, The Exchange, and then Mr. McFeely will stick around from 1 to 3 with Charlie Evers and the Fayey Bank Charlie Evers Show, and we may have some special visitors along the way, so you never know what's going to happen here. Now, it is Friday, and as we do every Friday here at WWGH Radio, we give away free donuts, free Starbucks coffee, orange juice, chocolate milk, all provided by Kroger. So we thank Kroger for that. And again, if you come to the Marion Center Mall, located on Marion Waldo Road, if you take the entrance behind McDonald's, come just inside the doors, right across from the nail salon and the bank, you will run into us and get yourself a free donut, get yourself some orange juice, get yourself some chocolate milk, get yourself some free donuts and Starbucks coffee. We have plenty of it as it will arrive. Hopefully soon. It's not here yet, but I would say within this hour it will be here, and that will be up through 3 today. You can stop in and get those items, and today meet a television legend, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Now, I will be joined by Mr. McFeely momentarily here, but it's an interesting day, and this date rings special for a lot of people. A lot of fun with the Popcorn Festival still going on, and a 10-degree drop in weather overnight, and fall is on its way, but of course, September 11th, the date rings in infamy, and going back 14 years now, hard to believe it's been 14 years, it was when attacks happened in New York on the World Trade Center, and the Pentagon in Washington, and a plane in Pennsylvania. So it's a day of remembrance. I know there are 9/11 memorials going on all over this country currently. This morning, it is just after the time when all of that happened. I believe it happened around 8:30 on that fateful 8:30 Eastern time on that fateful September 11th, 2001. So we always want to remember that date and take a moment to say, hey. You know, this is something to remember. And all the brave people that day. You cannot forget the people who ran into that World Trade Center. You cannot forget the people who got people out of the Pentagon. You cannot ever minimize the loss and the courage of the firefighters, police officers, and regular citizens who went down there to help, who went into the World Trade Center when they were on fire, and unfortunately never came out, but they went in to save people's lives. And that is an act of courage that I think is unparalleled. So this morning, September 11th, we certainly remember them. As well we should. Now, some of the items we're going to give away today are going to be a lot of fun. Some of the stuff we did not have before last time when Mr. McFeely was here back in February. We have one of these, so we're going to hold on to this maybe through the afternoon. This will be one of the last things we give away. A Mr. Rogers Neighborhood backpack with a trolley on it. Neighborhood Trolley, Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Backpack. This is a great item, certainly a collector's item for anybody who is a fan of Mr. Rogers or children's television or Mr. McFeely. This will be one of the things that we will be giving away with trivia questions as the morning goes on. We have two books written by Mr. Rogers himself. One is Mr. Rogers Talks with Parents. Great book to have. I think we have two of these we'll be giving away today. And Mr. Rogers Playbook, Insights and Activities for Parents and Children by Fred Rogers. Great book. That's also here today for giveaway. I mentioned this a lot yesterday. The Speedy Delivery Documentary. Speedy Delivery Documentary, special edition with a lot of extras. The Speedy Delivery Documentary, starring David Newell and a lot of other greats from the Mr. Rogers years. So we'll be giving some of those away. We have two great CDs. We have Coming and Going, Mr. Rogers. We're going to give those away. Those will be great. We have a sweatshirt. I love this item. Now, these are sweatshirts for a kid, so you adults won't be able to wear these. But along the morning, we'll be giving away these sweatshirts. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood of Make-Believe with a trolley on them. And, again, we're filming this for television, so people will be able to see these when they see the television program. And if we have any left here in the studio, maybe we'll hold a couple over for when the television show actually airs. So if somebody calls in, we can give some of these items away for them, because it won't be live for them, although it's live for you, the radio audience, right now. Josephine, the Short-Necked Giraffe, a Fred Rogers Company book. Great book. We gave away some of those last times, and they are great book. We have the Speedy Delivery book, which may be... You might not recognize the guy. Of course you recognize the guy. It's David Newell, Mr. McFeely, who's been kind enough to join us here the last 2 days. That's a great book. That's a children's book. And then for you teachers and educators out there, we have two of these. Mr. Rogers' Plan and Playbook, Hundreds of Preschool Activities for Parents and Child Care Providers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We've got two of these brand new, sealed in the package, and any... educator or anybody who just is in the business of doing good things and teaching good things to children might want to get a hold of one of these. And I know the Marion City schools are not in today, so we might have a lot of teachers listening. So we have all that to do. The telephone number to call in today, 740-383-9944. And also remember that you can come and meet Mr. McFeely here in the Marion Center Mall all day long up until 3 o'clock. Just come in the Marion Center Mall right behind McDonald's and enter in those doors across from the PNC Bank and the nail salon. As you can see, if you're watching this on television, as you can see, Mr. McFeely is behind me out in the mall already greeting people. So come out to the Marion Center Mall today up until 3 o'clock. Get some Starbucks coffee, get some orange juice, get some chocolate milk, get some donuts, and we're going to have fun. And meet Mr. McFeely. And he will be with us momentarily. He's already meeting and greeting some people out in the mall, which is a lot of fun. Okay, and we're going to keep on going on here this afternoon. And we just had some people come in here in the back, so we're going to try to straighten all this out. And Mr. McFeely, as I say, will be joining us this hour momentarily as soon as he signs some autographs for the people out there. But remember the telephone number, 740-383-9944. Please feel free to give us a call anytime. And again, the schedule this morning, Mr. McFeely will join us for this hour here momentarily, and then we will go to Wittenberg's door with Brett Cornelius from 11 to 12, and then the exchange with Marianne Michaels and Charlie Evers. That will happen from... You're not in the shot, Sean. Go ahead. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Our camera operator and co-owner here at the station has just arrived to deliver some sodas to everybody. And he's got a mic back there, so he might be the voice off stage today from time to time ringing in. So that'll be a lot of fun. But it's a fun morning. It's been a lot of fun. And Sean was in the parade with us last night, so maybe we'll talk about that for a few minutes until Mr. McFeely comes back over here. Did you pot up the red mic? Let's see. All of the color coat's laying right next to it to say which one it is. Okay, did you get it? There we go. All right.
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Slap on that headset to make sure we're sounding good, because we had some issue with that yesterday, if you might remember. But I think other than that, I think we're okay at this point. I don't think we're blasting over anything. And hopefully I don't sound like I'm in a tunnel, because yesterday apparently I sounded like I was in a tunnel. Do I sound like I'm in a tunnel today? Okay, I'm just a little up there, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I got to fix it.
Okay, that's all we need. So, what was your impression of the Marion Popcorn Festival last night?
I think it was pretty good, actually. I enjoyed myself. The parade was wonderful. Everybody clapping for Mr. McFeely. That was awesome. And everybody was glad to see him.
And as I say, I do want to again thank our underwriters, the Best Western Hotel, where Mr. McFeely stayed last night, Pesto's for providing great meals yesterday for Mr. McFeely in the studio here, and Crafty Construction LLC, and the tremendous, tremendous work they did on the float, not only pulling the float, but creating a float with balloons and a place to hang our banner. It was fantastic.
Fantastic. I enjoyed it. You know, everybody was in a good mood yesterday. It was wonderful.
It was, and we're going to be in a good mood till 3 o'clock today.
That's right.
Traveling on down the road. Now, as I did start off the morning, it is an interesting day as we talk about. It is September 11th. What are your remembers of September 11th, 2001?
Well, you know, it's 14 years ago today, I guess.
14 years ago today.
I remember I was in Athens, Ohio, and it was a bizarre day because waking up around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning is when I was actually at my uncle's house, because he lived in Athens, Ohio. He's going to college there. And Ohio Bobcats, you know, the
football team.
Yeah, football team.
Yeah.
And so he was going to college there, OU. And I woke up. I don't know what it was. Ain't that weird? Woke up around, you know, I normally don't wake up at 8:30 in the morning. I just happened to flip on the TV, and there it was. All of the news, and it was bizarre because I was driving home. You know, it's 2.5 hours from OU to where I live. And I was driving, and you know what's weird? All the gas stations had lines.
They did that day. We'll talk about that more in just a second. We'll keep you as the off-air voice, but I do want to bring in the man who has really, and I want to say this again, and I want to say it on air, and I'll tell him again before I leave, but I know Sean and Terry and myself and everybody who works here thank this man for coming, making the trip in from Pennsylvania. He is one of the most kind, gentle, fun men to be around. He, for many years, portrayed Mr. McFeely on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and still does it today. He is David Newell, Mr. McFeely. Come on in.
Speedy Delivery. I've been here meeting guests already.
It's already started here on this Friday.
Hi, everybody. Speedy Delivery. The television audience is here.
That's what I say, yeah. Hopefully, when this airs, maybe we'll have a few things we can keep for them.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. And now here, but the radio audience is hearing all of this live, right?
Live right now.
Speedy Delivery. We had a great time in the parade
last night.
And thank you for everybody who helped. You said earlier how many people you thought were there. How many?
I believe it was 150,000 last night, and that might be a little bit
conservative.
Oh, it was lowball. They were 10 rows deep in places.
And people sitting on porches as you drive by.
Oh.
At any building that had a height to it, there were people in the building. It was incredible. I didn't know there were that many people in Marion, but there probably are it's surrounding areas too, right?
I think people come from Upper Sandusky and Columbus and Delaware and all the surrounding areas.
Well, I enjoyed it. I was standing in the back of a pickup truck, and then you guys were in a trailer behind us, or a float,
right,
basically, with the call letters WWGH, right?
All right.
And I was trying to tell people standing by watching the parade to tune in, so I hope they do.
I hope they do as well.
And if you're listening right now for the very first time, tell people about it. It's a very interesting station. It's unlike any radio station that I've ever known, your station. So, and it's very interesting. The topics just range from McFeely to the World Trade Center and again.
It's interesting yesterday, because when we had the panel yesterday, and if you didn't tune in yesterday, you missed it, mm-hmm. Satch Sullinger was here for his regular show. Of course, Charlie Evers was in.
Mm-hmm.
But it went from grandparenting to getting older with joint problems.
Uh-huh.
It went to children's television. It went to presidential candidates. But it seemed to have a normal segue, and there was no arguing.
Good, because that's what's upsetting to me about listening to talk radio. There's a lot of arguing and talking over each other. It's not a discussion. It's sort of a ranting. And that can get wear thin after a while. At any rate,
without question.
Here we are.
I do want to talk to you about this, David, because it is a special day all over the United States. Memorial's going on this morning, and I think that's the proper way to start this program. Of course, September 11th. Where were you that fateful day in 2001?
Oh, I can remember vividly. We had just returned to our home in Pittsburgh, is where we live. We had just taken our son to the airport. He was flying to, of all places, New York City. And in course of the flight, everything happened, and the plane was diverted. They didn't tell anybody what was happening. He ended up in Atlanta and was there for 3 days, couldn't get out. Finally, he and another passenger on the plane rented a truck and drove back to Pennsylvania. And it was, and at the same time, we were trying to, and Fred Rogers was on vacation, and we were trying to get Fred back to the studio so he could record some PSAs to help children, which he finally did. We got him back, and he did. They were very supportive. But that day was, I still think of it. Oh, and also, for people who live in Ohio and the surrounding area, if you're driving through Pennsylvania, they've just added another portion to the memorial. I don't know the exact what they call it. It's the 9/11 memorial,
right,
in Pittsburgh, and outside of Pittsburgh near Somerset. It's worth a visit.
Absolutely. Now, when Fred came on to do those PSAs, what were the tenor of those for people who don't remember?
One of them was watch for the helpers. And there's not much you can do. You're sitting there helpless watching. And even the people who went down to that mess, you know, what do you do? Where do you start?
Oh, difficult.
And what Fred was telling children who were watching some of this, they couldn't help but watch some of it, is look for the helpers. The helpers are there helping other people. And that was Fred's message, not complicated, but a supportive message for young children.
Absolutely.
So that was the basis of most of his PSAs.
Certainly the worst thing to happen since Pearl Harbor, I would think, and lives lost bigger and more real because of television at that time seeing it. What was Fred's opinions or thoughts off air of what had happened, just as his show had ended?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's right. It was a couple of months after that, I believe.
The one that actually, I don't know when you were taping them, but the last episode aired, I believe, on September 10th, 2011.
Maybe so. I can't. Boy, you're better than I.
I remember all of that.
Well, you know, Fred was just, I think you couldn't put it in words. And when the initial hit happened, Fred was in Massachusetts. So a lot of that, by the time he got back to Pittsburgh, 4 or 5 days later, he had worked it through. And then he was sitting down writing PSAs to help children through it. Or do the best you can and explain this, you know.
Horrible event. Horrific.
Horrible. I mean, it's something you wouldn't conceive of happening. At any rate, as you mentioned, that I was standing over there as you were talking about it, and hear these two huge, huge buildings, to think they would be rubble within 20 minutes or whatever short time it took, probably more than 20 minutes, but within a short period of time. Incredible. At any rate, I think I've since met some people when I've done some of these McFeely appearances. Oh, and I met a woman who picked me up at the airport. This is several years later, whose husband was in they were from New York. They had moved to North Carolina to get away from all of the city and the remembrances. And to hear her stories about just that one little story, and you can imagine how many thousands of stories there were, loss, and the stories that, oh, well, I didn't go into work that day. You'd have heard those stories, too.
I worked in the tower, and I just didn't go in that day.
You had a cold, and something, or I missed the bus, something. You try to put all that together, and you can't. You just have to deal with it the best you can.
I know Fred had a very strong religious background, a religious feeling.
Uh-huh.
Did that ever bleed over into his programs?
Not overtly, but it did in values, treating people well, setting up good examples how to get along with each other. That bled over, but that can, you know, you don't have to be over religious to do that. That's sort of just kindness. You know, that word is kindness. I think that was Fred Rogers, and I think that was overwhelmingly one of the concepts that he dealt with, is kindness.
Right.
Just showing respect to each other, modeling that. And on the program, he was always respectful of his neighbors and how they worked out a problem, how they spoke to each other. That, I think, is values, which then goes into religion, I think.
Absolutely. I do want to mention, if people just want to call in and talk to Mr. McFeely, we have fixed the headset problem, so they now extend over here for us to be able to put them up to our ears. So we can take calls live on the air, 740-383-9944, and maybe we'll throw a trivia question out there, and you can pick the item you want of the items that I just ran down moments ago. Speedy Delivery Children's Book, Josephine the Giraffe Children's Book, CDs, audio CDs by Fred Rogers, all kinds of good stuff here at WWGH Radio. What would be a good trivia question, David?
Well, let's start with maybe it's an obvious one, maybe it's not. The trolley familiar with.
Right.
Mr. Rogers, when you would see him on television, let's go to the neighborhood of make-believe, and he'd reach down and flick the switch and the trolley would go into neighborhood of make-believe. However, when he was behind the scenes operating the puppets, he couldn't operate the trolley. There was a floor crew member who ran the trolley at one point. And he is now a famous actor that I'm sure everybody knows. And maybe that's a trivia question.
That is a good trivia. And a famous, famous actor who almost won the Academy Award last year.
Yes, so I think you probably gave it away. But
I don't know. If he had won, I might have given it away.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Right.
I think I said that because it was obvious to me who it is.
Absolutely.
But yes, that is the trivia question. Who ran the trolley for a period of time, not the entire 40 years, but a period of time in the early 70s, an actor who's very famous and was an Oscar contender this past year. So that's the trivia question.
That's it, and you can win a great prize with that, 740-383-9944. Call in and give us that answer. Or if you would like to talk to Mr. McFeely about anything, ask him a question about your childhood, 740-383-9944. Just dial those digits and we'll do that. Mr. McFeely, as people approached you last night after the parade, people have approached you here, what is the general feeling?
The general feeling is I watched the program when I was growing up. That was the general feeling. And a lot of people watched a lot of programs growing up, but this program, The Neighborhood, resonated with them as a child and still. They haven't grown out of the neighborhood in some ways. And that's an interesting feeling. And I enjoy meeting people who watch the program. Now, a lot of the young children who are 2 and 3 and 4 are not as familiar with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as they are Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which, by the way, is another program of ours. It's on PBS Daily, and you know, it's now in 25 countries.
Wow.
Daniel Tiger is in Sweden and Australia, around the world, and it comes just from our production company, the Fred Rogers Company. But it's the animation is done in Toronto.
What do you think it is about Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood that has helped it become a success as well?
I think it has followed up on Fred's philosophy. For instance, this Tuesday there was a special on Daniel Tiger's, and maybe it'll be repeated. It's called Look for the Helpers, that we were just talking about. It was a half hour about looking for the people who are helping in times of crises. And that, I think, they've picked ideas and they've picked themes that Fred has created over the years. And I think that's part of the success. But just the children like animation too, and I think they relate to the puppets because a lot of the kids remember the neighborhood, and it was an extension of, and it's also an extension of Fred's legacy too. It's still going. So if you haven't seen it, listeners and viewers, it's on public television around the country. Oh, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, by the way, is now on Netflix. It's on Amazon.com. It's on PBSKids.org. And a lot of the public stations around the country show it on weekends. I'm not sure about WOUS, right?
WOSU.
OSU. Ohio State University. That makes sense. Yes, they show Daniel, of course, and they may show on weekends Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So check, as they say, check your schedule.
Check your local listings.
That's what they say.
What is the favorite talk show or radio appearance you have done as Mr. McFeely?
Oh, boy. You know,
excluding this one.
Okay. Oh, there are so many over the years. Oh, you know, what I find very interesting is going to a smaller town, and there's radio stations everywhere. And going into the morning drive shows in places like Hawaii. Oh, I was on one in Guam, and they watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood there. I think they still show it. That was very interesting because the culture is so very different, but so much the same when it comes to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That was an interesting. But some of the discussions have been wonderful, talking to DJs or morning drive time people who've been on their post now for 20, 30 years, and they're part of that community, and they welcome you as part of the American culture. I wish I could find a specific dialogue that we might have had, but I'm putting them all together and saying the small town, medium-sized cities have a wonderful rapport in the morning, and I love those.
One thing we did not do yesterday, and I want to do before we get the rest of the people in, because we'll be taking a break here from 11 to 12. We'll get some coffee and donuts and things like that while Brett Cornelius is on doing his show, and then we'll be back at noon to wrap out the day with Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Okay.
But since it's just you and I here, one thing we did not get a chance to talk about yesterday was stories from the neighborhood. We talked about doing that at one point. I don't think we ever got to it.
Maybe
because
not.
Satch came on and Charlie came on and we talked about other things. So since it's just you and I, stories from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Specifically, can you think of any situation where you mean?
I just, you know, when you came in, how often, why were you being brought in? Why was that brought into the show? Was there always a reason behind it, or was it just we need McFeely in this program?
There was a reason behind it because there was a Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood that was on a season before it went national. And Fred would bring in a prop or something he wanted to show the children. When he hired me, he said, you know, I'd like to add a delivery man. A mailman. I'm a combination of many things, representing the post office, representing the delivery man, the one-man speedy delivery service. And he said, it opens the show up a little bit and has somebody visiting. And then McFeely became a regular. He became sort of a neighbor who was always in a hurry. But Fred then would use that. McFeely was in a hurry, here you are, Mr. and off I'd go. He used it a couple times to say, now, Mr. McFeely, why don't you come in? You're always in a hurry. Sit down and take your time, which is a lesson for children to be able to take their time. And then he wrote a song called I Like to Take My Time and Do Things Right. So it all was tied together. Fred was a musician, and I always liken the neighborhood to a symphony of sorts. There's a symphony, they introduce it. I'm not a musician, but I've been to symphonies. And they sort of introduce it, and then that's the opening. And then there's the neighborhood of make-believe on Mr. Rogers, where they play out the theme a little bit, and they come back to pull in the original piece of music and play it out. I always thought Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was like, now whether Fred was thinking that when he created the show, I don't know, but he is a musician, and he wrote his songs, all the songs he wrote. He wrote his scripts, too, so it was really Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
A really interesting part, another story I'm thinking of from the documentary, you didn't like to sing.
No, well, it's not that I don't like to sing. I don't think I sing very well, and I have a hard time starting it. And there's a song that he wrote called "It's If There's Anything You Want," and starting it, the pianist would be over in the side of the studio. He would give me a ding, and then I could start. So no, I'm not a singer by any means. But when I know the song, I enjoy it. I don't know if the audience does, but I do.
Was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, for that time and era, a high-tech show, a high-tech production?
No, it wasn't, really. You know, we were on at the same time, and still are, on many cities, along with Sesame Street. And Sesame was a much faster-paced program. They both had their own way of communicating. I never thought one was better than the other. They were just different. But we were always compared. Fred was much more laid back. The pace was slower. It wasn't as fragmented. And over the years, if you've noticed, Sesame Street has taken some segments that may have been shorter and stretched them longer. So we both grew with each other in a way, and we introduced more some math concepts that we didn't do originally. But Fred basically dealt with values and with effective learning, and Sesame was more cognitive. But we've overlapped. Yes.
What was it about those three shows, Sesame Street, Reading Rainbow, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, that made them such successes and have such long runs?
Well, I think just the period of time they were introduced on television. We didn't have 50,000 stations at one time. That was helped. So you had fewer stations and channels to choose from. I think that's a factor. Given that, I think the communication, there was a human... Fred would talk to the camera. LeVar Burton would talk to his audience. And Sesame, too, had a lot of live characters who would interact with each other. I think that was very, very important. And I think kids latched onto that in that era. Now, when animation comes along and everything turns to animation, I think they get used to animation, too. I'd like to see the combination of both. You know, animation's fine. I'd like to see more children's programs with
human beings.
Yes.
It's funny, and I'll say this in this hour, if you didn't catch the show yesterday, one of the questions I posed to David, I said, boy, wouldn't it be great to have a live-action person, Mr. McFeely, maybe movie or short or something that has some kind of an educational purpose, because we talked about how Mr. McFeely is scripted, David is not.
Right.
And it's funny because I was laying in bed last night, and two premises came to me for something like that. Now, you tell me what you think of these.
Okay.
This is what I think about at night for people out there. Yeah, I know. One of them was, I thought, what if Mr. McFeely, because of the advent of email, certainly is not fired, but just doesn't have much to do around the post office right now because of email. So he goes out and learns how to do other things.
Like
maybe a chef or a waiter or a teacher or a...
Or something related to communications, too.
Communications.
Maybe something to do with the high-tech end of it, which, in real life, I'm challenged with.
and maybe that's part of it, that the post office is upgrading to more email, and you have to upgrade along with it.
Yeah, it's life moves on.
Yeah.
And, yes, but on the other hand, the Achronism, is that the right word? Achronism of being a mailman and delivering things. You don't see that much anymore. I mean, the personal delivery man who stops in to say, hi, Mr. Rogers, has a certain charm to it, too, I think.
Right.
And again, it allows human communication. And I think that's the important lesson.
Certainly.
To have two adults model wonderful communications. Because sometimes, you know, we talk about bullying a lot. That's a big, big topic. And Fred, you know, that's one thing that it was probably happening then, but it wasn't talked about as much. But now it is. And it's very important to deal with it. And I would like to have seen how Fred would have handled that as the years went on.
It would have internet changed everything. We talked about it last night, not on the air, but maybe this is a good time to talk about it. Sesame Street is going to HBO.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's good because if public television, and they don't have the budget that HBO does, if it can keep Sesame on the air, that is good. And that's what it's doing. Now, they're cutting it to a half hour. It's been an hour these many years on PBS. But it's still not going to deprive the PBS viewer from seeing it. They'll be able to see it. I guess if you have basic cable, you can see it for free still. It's not going to change much, except HBO gets the first round of shows. But, you know, there are so many Sesame Street programs. I don't think children are going to be that deprived, really. It's just going to keep it going longer, too.
Is there a problem? Because the two knocks on it have been now that people will have to pay to see the first run episodes, and that it is on a channel that has some provocative entertainment at other times of the day.
Yeah, and I don't know what you do. Every channel has provocative entertainment these days, and I think it's up to the caregivers, the parents, the grandparents, whoever, to monitor what's on and make sure kids are watching appropriate television. I'm not saying it's bad. You know, a 10-year-old understands much more than a 3-year-old, and some programs that are good for a 10-year-old aren't good for a 3-year-old. That's perfect lead into explaining what public television does. You know, their children's programs are developmentally progressive. You know, there's Miss Daniel Tigers for the very young, Sesame's for a little older, and then they go in. We have another program called PEG, P-E-G, plus CAT that we shepherd through the system. We didn't create it. And it's about math. And there's another one called The Odd Squad about math. This has live kids in it. It's math and children, elementary children, solving problems. And it's called The Odd Squad, if you've never seen it, for older children, and PEG plus CAT for younger children, dealing with math and science.
Oh.
And we're putting that into the mix of what the Fred Rogers Company is distributing. But the one that comes out of our legacy is, of course, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Now, is Daniel Tiger modeled after Fred?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Daniel Tiger was Fred in many, many ways, that aspect of his personality. Fred was very quiet, but yet had a backbone of steel. But he was never very polite, respected. And Daniel has that same softness to him. And I think that softness is needed for a young child, the 3, 4, 5-year-olds. They need a soft person who listens. I think that's the most important thing. I think we talked about this earlier, but I'm always asked, what's the most important thing? If you have to break it down into one word, and that's impossible, but what is the most important thing you can do for a child? And Fred, and I am just quoting Fred said, listen. Just listen to what the child is saying and observe. You'll learn a lot.
See what goes on. Absolutely.
And that's very important. Just listen to your child, because they're trying to tell you something. And if they're not telling it verbally, they may be telling it through their play and how they're playing with another child or playing by themselves. If there's a lot of banging and destruction, knocking over things, maybe there's something inside that's bothering them that you could find out by starting the process of listening and talking, or talking and listening.
Just a fun question I want to ask you as we round out this hour, but I do want to let the audience know, again, we are taking phone calls, 740-383-9944, if you want to talk to Mr. McFeely, or if you have the answer to our trivia question. You might just be tuning in right now. The trivia question is, what Academy Award-winning actor has been nominated last year, worked on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on the Floor Crew? 740-383-9944, and you can have your pick of a lot of great Mr. Rogers memorabilia here and items, from music CDs to children's books to adult books to books that Fred Rogers wrote. We can get an autograph from Mr. McFeely for you, and if you're not able to make it down to the station today, just we can hold that here for you, absolutely. Or if you have a question, 740-383-9944, give us a ring. And remember, we will take a break from 11 to 12 as Wittenberg's Door with Brett Cornelius comes on, but we'll be back at 12:10 with Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, and Mr. McFeely.
One quick thing, I think I heard that the schools in at least Marion County,
the city schools, yes,
are off today,
yes,
right? And if there's a teacher listening and you would like a signed autograph for each one of your students in your class, just write them down, email them to you, right?
And I'll take care of that, absolutely.
Yes, and you can give it to me and I'll get them back to you. But please call in and tell me about growing up with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, or if you have children or grandchildren. Just call in and take a guess at the
trivia question.
I was going to give him a past movie.
Right.
Do you think
I can think of a good one?
Okay, you go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say Batman.
Good, okay.
Batman. That's,
yes, because you're not telling. Yes, that's good, because there were some famous Batman.
There were, so it's he wasn't the only one.
No, but this actor ran the trolley, worked on the floor crew of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. There may be a phone call right here.
Yeah, let's. Do you want to take that? I think that's actually an off-the-air phone call.
Oh, okay.
If we want to, but we'll come back to that in just a second. The question I wanted to ask you that I thought would be a little fun: the suit. How many suits have you had over the years?
Oh boy, I have had at least 15.
Yeah,
and I. And I rotate them. I have about three that I use continually. But was that a trivia a question or no?
No, okay. Said, but so by the way, if the phone line ever rings busy, just remember, call back in, because that just means somebody else is on the line.
Yes.
So 740-383-9944, and we've got about, what do we have here left in this segment? About 5 minutes, yeah.
Yes, well, call. You've got 5 minutes to take a guess at the trivia question. Scott has just given you a big clue, Batman. This actor played Batman, one of the Batmans. And so that's a huge clue.
That's a good one.
And he also was in a few comedies, a lot of comedies, some dramas. Very versatile actor, very versatile. One of the best actors that I think is a little underrated.
I think so.
I think they don't understand his range as well as, but that's partially his choice, too, I think.
Well, the movie he did that he got the Academy Award nomination for was tremendous.
Yes, it was. And not only his performance, but the concept of it, too. We'll be giving it away. But yeah. Please, see if you can guess what that movie is. It was one of the we can tell you this much. I think the director for the movie won the Oscar, I believe.
Did the movie itself win?
No, it was nominated.
It was nominated.
I don't think it did. But, you know, maybe it did.
I thought it did win.
Maybe it
I
did.
I think the movie
maybe
won the Academy Award last year.
It may
year.
Have.
So
it
that's a good
have.
Way to look it up with about 4 minutes left. And we might continue that question on into the noon hour when we come back with Charlie Evers. 740-383-9944. But I was talking about the suits. How many suits? We see you in the documentary coming in a very different looking suit, very different looking hair,
uh-huh,
very different personality.
Yes, I think some of those clips where I was hyper.
Yeah.
And over the years, of course, I've grown into my part. Now, I started when I was in my mid-20s. So I was, but I looked like somebody in a costume more so than I think I've grown into it now. But the advantage that gave us is that we were able to do flashbacks where I was the elderly Mr. McFeely, but we would do flashbacks where I'd be the young Mr. McFeely, and Fred would say, Mr. McFeely, tell me about the time that you bought a phonograph at a phonograph store, and we'd do a flashback.
Right.
Where I'd be a younger, my then normal self. So that was an advantage to have that.
Why was the character youngened up, I guess, over the years?
Youngened up or...
Made to look younger, made to look... I think now you look younger than you did when
really?
You came through the first... The hair color's different, the attitude's different.
Isn't that
the
very,
suit's a little newer?
Yes.
Even though the suit is still not what they wear anymore, but
that's
yeah.
True. But this is the post office color, two colors
yes,
ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I think it just grew. I took the hyperness down somewhat. And I, as you were talking about yesterday, how far is David Newell related or remote or how far is David Newell distanced from Mr. McFeely? And I think they came closer and closer. I'm pretty much David Newell wearing a McFeely costume, I think, except it's scripted.
Except it's scripted.
And but it's still, to the very end of the series, we were still doing younger versions of Mr. McFeely. So it was... That was an advantage.
Who has written anything for Mr. McFeely beside Fred Rogers?
Well, we had few. Fred wrote 90% of the scripts. There were two other writers who have written McFeely segments. One was called, this one writer, who was a good friend of mine, wrote a segment called Deliveries I Have Made. And it was simply in the museum go-round of Lady Elaine with a table packed with items. Here's this, here's that, here's that. It's in the repertoire of reruns, you'll see. So that was a lot of fun to do. I know we're coming up on the hour here.
About a minute.
So you can also call the landline, too, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to. But please, call in and tell me how you like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We're about to go to the Wittenberg program.
Wittenberg program, which will be going for an hour, but we will be back at noon till around 3 o'clock today. So stay tuned to the program. Charlie Evers will be joining us at that time. And we do have the $10 gift card to Kroger to give away, the Mr. Rogers stuff to give away, all kinds of good stuff. So you'll want to tune in this afternoon, 740-383-9944. And if you were thinking about a question during this hour or know somebody who wants to know what's going on,
tell them to call.
At noon, yeah, tell them to call at noon. And if you have somebody out of state who wants to listen, get on a computer, www.wwgh1071.com. That's all you have to do. So take care of that.
And drive out to the Marion Center. We're right here. You won't miss us.
Right inside the main door.
And I have pictures to give to everybody.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you